Turn with me in your Bibles to our Old Testament reading, Job chapter 10. Job chapter 10, verse 1, hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. My soul is weary of my life. I will leave my complaint upon myself. I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. I will say unto God, do not condemn me. Show me wherefore thou contendest with me. Is it good unto thee that thou shouldest oppress, that thou shouldest despise the work of thine hands and shine upon the counsel of the wicked? Hast thou eyes of flesh, or seest thou as man seeth? Are thy days as the days of man? Are thy years as man's days, that thou inquirest after mine iniquity and searchest after my sin? Thou knowest that I am not wicked, and there is none that can deliver out of thine hand. Thine hands have made me and fashioned me together round about, yet thou dost destroy me. Remember, I beseech thee, that thou hast made me as the clay, and wilt thou bring me into dust again? Hast thou not poured me out as milk and curdled me like cheese? Thou hast clothed me with skin and flesh and hast fenced me with bones and sinews. Thou hast granted me life and favor, and thy visitation hath preserved my spirit. And these things hast thou hid in thine heart. I know that this is with thee. If I sin, then thou markest me, and thou wilt not acquit me from mine iniquity. If I be wicked, woe unto me, and if I be righteous, yet I will not lift up my head. I am full of confusion. Therefore, see thou mine affliction, for it increaseth. Thou huntest me as a fierce lion, and again thou showest thyself marvelous upon me. Thou renewest thy witness against me, and increasest thine indignation upon me. Changes and war are against me. Wherefore then hast thou brought me forth out of the womb? Oh, that I had given up the ghost, and no eye had seen me. I should have been as though I had not been. I should have been carried from the womb to the grave. Are not my days few? Cease then, and let me alone, that I may take comfort a little before I go whence I shall not return, even to the land of darkness and the shadow of death, a land of darkness as darkness itself, and of the shadow of death without any order, where the light is as darkness. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. So let's talk structurally for a moment here. This is Job's second chapter of a two-chapter answer to Bildad. Bildad spoke in chapter 8. Job responded here in chapters 9 and 10. In chapter 11, Zophar will speak one chapter, and then Job will take three chapters to respond to Zophar. In Job's response, we have seen a particular pattern that I'd like to speak to you about so that you'll remember it and you'll recognize it when you read. This is not absolutely so, but generally so. When Job responds, the first thing he does is he addresses his interlocutor, those who have accused him. But then, and the chapter divisions sort of follow this, then in the second portion of his response, he turns his eyes upward and addresses God. We've seen this as a pattern already. We see it here in Job's response to Bildad. The first chapter, chapter 9, really starts out by speaking against the accusations that Bildad brought, and then turns himself toward the Lord and addresses the Lord directly. And so that's what we see here in chapter 10. Notice what he says, I will say unto God, verse 2. So let's take some counsel from that. I hope you heard the pathos in Job's response here in chapter 10. He is a man that is indeed filled with confusion. He has no idea what to think of the providence that God has brought upon him. He was unprepared for it. Now that it has come upon him, he doesn't know how to handle it. He's had friends that are accusing him of a wickedness that he did not commit. He desires to make his case unto the Lord, and yet now he's drawn into doubting of God's kindness toward him because of the ill treatment that he has received providentially. It is difficult, if not nearly impossible, for Job at this point in this providence to see any good in it that's coming to him. We might have compassion on that. We might be able to identify with that. Not perhaps that because any of us in this room have ever suffered like Job has, although some of us have suffered more than others. Still, nothing like what Job has endured. And so it would be difficult for us, for instance, to put our hands on our hips or to cross our arms with Eliphaz and Zophar and Bildad and begin to point fingers of accusation at Job when Job is looking for a little compassion and help. And so the pathos in chapter 10, I think, is while it comes close to going too far, it is an honest statement of a man who's crying out to God saying, Lord, I don't understand. Lord, why? Why am I being buffeted like this? And if we would open our hearts for a moment to think of Job in this condition, we would see then how hardly he's being treated by these three friends that have come to greet him. And while it perhaps is not the proper thing for him to say, when he finally cries out, miserable comforters are ye all, we can at least understand and identify with that kind of judgment. And although we should not indulge ourselves in that kind of speech, certainly we might be able to identify because we too are compassed about with weakness. So what Job complains of here in chapter 10 is really his own lack of understanding, his own weakness, his own human limitation that says to him, you don't know what God is doing to you. And he says, I want to know. I would love to understand. I would love to have an interview with God and ask him, why do you hunt me like a lion? Well, beloved, we may not suffer like Job has suffered, but there may be times when we fall into such self-accusation as well, where we fall into such bad reasoning with God due to our own weaknesses, where we would think of God hardly. We remember, don't we, the parable of the talents. One guy, he gets 5 talents. One guy, he gets 2 talents. And one guy, he gets 1 talent. And the guy with 5, he goes out and he trades. And when his master returns, he can give him 5 plus 5. The other man goes out and he has 2 and he trades. And when his master returns, he can give him 2 plus 2. And the other man, he doesn't trade at all. And so when the master returns, he gives him his 1 talent back. And he says, I knew thee. What a hard man you are. You reap where you don't sow. You gather up where you don't scatter. So here you go. Here's your talent back. Well, that man didn't know God at all, did he? He didn't know his kindness. He didn't know that to venture, to cast our bread, our spiritual bread, upon the waters, that it may take a while, but it will return after days. Job has succumbed to his weakness here and lack of understanding of God's ways, such that he questions God's kindness and care over him. Beloved, if you ever have an opportunity to sit with a friend of yours who is questioning God's kindness and care, Please don't cross your arms. Please don't put your hands on your hips. Learn to rejoice with those who rejoice and to weep with those who weep. Oh, I'm not telling you to tolerate sinful behavior, but I am telling you to recognize that you too are compassed about with weakness, and that you might say to yourself at such a time, "There but by the grace and kindness of God go I." If met with the same temptations, as Jonathan Edwards said, I would probably do worse, not better. So his three friends have behaved themselves haughtily against him. Job will cry out to the Lord because crying out to his friends doesn't seem to help him at all. And so he will cry out to the Lord and he will remind the Lord, not that he needs reminders. Hear his reasoning. Hast thou not made me as clay? Will you undo what you've done? Haven't you curdled me like cheese and poured me out like milk? Haven't you clothed me with skin and flesh and given me the structure of bones and sinews? You've granted me life and favor. Will you now destroy me? He's a man that doesn't understand. His pathos is high. He needs help. He needs compassion. He needs care. Well, we won't blame Zophar and Bildad and Eliphaz for Job's speaking unadvisedly. But we will blame them for their continued accusations, for their taking the part of the adversary. Well, we didn't really look at the chapter incrementally. We looked at it as a whole. I pray that that will be of service to you. Let's stand.